everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Wednesday, April 16th, 2014. The Buckmaster Show is live each weekday from 12.04 to 1 right here on Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And we live stream the show. Two places you can get the live stream: at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And then we make it very easy for you. If you miss a portion of the program or you'd like to listen to the program on your schedule, we have a podcast available at buckmastershow.com, along with the archive of all of the programs we have done here over the past, we're going on since January 2011. A newsmaker interview with Tucson City Councilwoman Shirley Scott will get us rolling down the track. Also, our monthly companion care segment will come up at the bottom of the hour, presented by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. Then we close out the show with Tom Collier, the Buckmaster contributor on consumer affairs. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show on the live line, which is 790-2040 and open for your calls, Shirley Scott. Councilwoman Scott, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Another gorgeous day in our fair city.
Very much so. Shirley Scott, the longest-serving council member, first elected back in 1995. And before we talk about the budget, efforts to get Tesla here, the situation with DM, you have a very important event coming up. It's a water information session, and I believe that will be getting underway tomorrow night. Is that correct?
I believe so,
yes.
And I don't have all the details in front of me, but I'm sure that it's accurate on the website.
It is. It is 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Clements Center Multi-Purpose Room, and that is on 8155 East Poinsettia Drive. Why are you doing the water seminar, Shirley?
Well, it's important for the folks in this area and everywhere in the city to know what's happening to water, what new things, what costs so much, whether or not you can be sure that there will be a good water supply for the projected future. I think people will be very happy to hear that there is a great, wonderful resource of water available to the citizens of Tucson for a very long time.
Well, with the drought, we are worried about a water shortage, but apparently that is not going to be a problem, at least in the immediate future. Is that your understanding?
Yes, part of it has to do with what the City of Tucson Water Department did some years ago, which was started banking water, and that is actually putting water that has been allocated to us and putting it into catch basins, detention basins. And as a result, you can put those into places where you can retrieve that water. So there's water that's there that's available and has been available for some time so that they could shut down the wells that take up the natural water that's underneath the water aquifer here. So there is CAP water coming, and then we have that water that is banked and retrievable in many large areas. And so if the CAP, for example, were to come to a very small amount per year rather than a full allocation, then the City of Tucson is in a very strong position to be able to tap the reservoirs that have been put together. And then the other thing is, if push comes to shove, they can turn on the wells that are currently all around the city and start pumping groundwater again. We're in a prime position to be able to be in great water abundance for a while. That doesn't mean we should waste it. Doesn't mean we shouldn't continue to conserve. It just means that because of foresight on the part of the water department, there is plenty of water available. But we will continue to advocate for conservation and reuse of the water that we do have available to us today.
We have Shirley Scott with us, Tucson City Councilwoman. If you would like to join the conversation, 790-2040. We also invite you to become a Facebook friend of the Buckmaster Show, as we now push over 3,200 friends of our work here in Tucson. What is the latest on the budget, impending budget cuts, Shirley Scott?
Well, we have a recommendation before us which will help to close the gap between expenditures and revenues, their so-called gap. And that amount is a pretty hefty number. And as a result, the city manager has presented to us, which we have not passed, but is before us, that will cut that back down to a very small number. It goes from about $30 million down to about $2 million if the city council as a group agrees with his suggested cuts or adjustments. And so I'm hoping that we will head in that direction. I think he's made some very excellent suggestions to us, and they are, I think, very reasonable. So it comes down to cutting back on city staff, on the kinds of departments that are out there that could be consolidated. There will be lots of other changes, eliminating of vacancies, organizing efficiencies and reducing overtime, restructuring some administration, reviewing some non-mandated programs, and all those kinds of things. There's a pretty long list, and I'm very impressed with the detail that has been presented to us by the manager.
Did I hear you say then it is down to, if the council were to agree to these cuts, to about $2 million?
Yes, about $2 million. And I think if we were to support what the manager has put forward, and that remains to be seen because my colleagues and we all need to discuss that, then I think we can come up with an additional $2 million savings more easily than a $30 million savings. So we're working on it. We're not there yet, but we certainly have come a long way.
Will essential services be preserved?
Essential services are, for me, a very critical part of what needs to be preserved. When you call 911, first of all, you want someone to answer. Secondly, when you get a response, you want a firefighter or a police officer to appear and be present and offer the services you are requesting. That, to me, is the number one thing. But hidden in that number of people is also the city courts. They're part of the police and the fire, and that's the support, if you will, for what they do. Usually you end up through, at one point or another, through the city courts. So there are three entities that are in our so-called general fund that are very important to the basic services, I mean really basic services for the citizens of Tucson. As you know, those who come and collect your garbage, environmental services, that is an enterprise, and they are self-sufficient. They are charging what it costs them to do that service. So they are actually on their own, if you will, and doing a fine job of that. Another piece of the pie out of the general fund, which I was mentioning earlier, police, fire, and the courts, is parks and recreation. And I'm afraid to say there have been some very serious deep cuts in the parks and recreation department. I'm not happy with that. I know a lot of other people are not happy with that. As you know, we've asked the private sector to assist us when it's going to get very hot this summer in opening many of the pools. But there just isn't the revenue coming in to support the opening of every single pool, as has been our luxury in the past. But thankfully, those who have jumped in from the private sector to support several pools means that they have done it in the past, and they promise to do it in the future. So even the pools, probably not every single one, will by majority be open, at least available to everybody who lives in all parts of the city.
Shirley Scott is with us on the Buckmaster Show. Councilwoman Scott, when you hear people, perhaps on some of the other talk shows, talk about we're on the road to bankruptcy, we're the Detroit of the desert, what do you say to those people?
I would say take a look at the people who are helping us muddle through the worst after effects of the worst recession economically since the Great Depression. And I am very proud to say that the city budget people and those who work in finance are the finest talent that I have ever seen. For example, when you project for an entire year, those people have to look at numbers and project what will be the revenue that you actually get. And so they do that, and that's in a great big thick book that's called the financial report. Then, once the money has come in, they have to produce another report, which is the comprehensive annual finance report, which is put together with after the fact. They made a projection, and now after the fact, they put those numbers together and say, this is what we got, and it is audited by an outside agency. And the difference between the two is whether or not they have done a good job in projection. They are within 1% of what they thought they were going, the city was going to get, and what they actually get. I think that's pretty phenomenal when you have a $1.2 billion budget to look at. So balancing within 1% of that in that size of budget, to me, is very salutary. I think we should be very grateful to the people who are able to be that conservative, but that realistic and almost right on the money.
Well, we have lots more to talk with Shirley Scott about and the city, and including DM and the effort to get Tesla here. It's 12:15. Shirley Scott has graciously agreed to stick around for a few more minutes in her lunch hour. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
Hey, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman from 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. You got bugs? They driving you up the wall? I'm telling you, you will not be sorry. You call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 886-0045. They are more than competent. They're very economical. And check this out. They're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
Five-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Are you planning a party or special event? Contact Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in southern Arizona. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
Hi, this is Bert Williams with Williams & Associates. We are Arizona's largest promotional products company. Anything you put a logo on, that's us. But this isn't about me. This is about Arizona Party Rental and the team they have that makes things happen. They have everything you would ever need for a party or any event. Tents, chairs, tables, and the expertise to advise you with what you need in a timely manner. When I think of Arizona Party Rental, I think of integrity and I think of community involvement. We've used Arizona Party Rental many times. They are on time, efficient, and are a great value. I love working with Ken and his team at Arizona Party Rental. Ken can stack BBs at a 45 degree angle with gloves on.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bert. Quality products, exceptional selection, and outstanding service. That's Arizona Party Rental. Visit us online at ArizonaPartyRental.net.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family. It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at ArizonaCulligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
It's 12:20 now on the Buckmaster Show, the midweek edition. Shirley Scott, Tucson City Councilwoman, is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Councilwoman, there is this perception among some that you and your colleagues are not fully on board in support of Davis Mountain and any future missions. Do you think enough is being done? Are you sending a loud enough message to the Air Force and the military?
I believe we have. Just yesterday I was on the Air Force base talking to General Hostage, who has the chore of making the final decision about cuts and what needs to go and what needs to stay. And what I said to him on behalf of the city is a welcome, first of all, but also to say that from the governor's office to the state legislature to the county and to the city of Tucson and some surrounding areas, all have issued resolutions that state very clearly they support the Air Force, or they support bases, military bases, in the state of Arizona, which includes Davis Mountain, and that we stand ready to accept any decision that is made that includes, hopefully, a replacement if necessary for the A-10s. We'd certainly like to keep the A-10s, if it's at all possible, but if they must go, could we at least let them know that we are open to future missions as decided by the Air Force, military, and those who can control those kinds of decisions. I think we've done a lot. It doesn't mean we need to stop. I'm very appreciative of the business community coming forward with a report that they have produced resulting from a survey. And a survey was funded by them to ask people in this community and in the region what they consider to be important or not about military bases. Are they okay with them? Do they mind the airplanes flying around and so forth? And the results of that survey are stunning. 92% of the people who live in this area absolutely support Davis Mountain Air Force Base for sure, and of course the 162nd Reserves. We are very happy to say that there has been, from the business side and from the political side, strong support that has been handed to the people who make those decisions and say, of all the things that we have done so far, what else could we possibly do? And I think we've made some very strong statements about that to date. We should never stop until they have finally made what they say is a final decision. And then we'll have to see what that is. But it's really in their hands. But I think that between the political people and the business people, we've made a very strong statement and a case to keep this base alive and well with even new missions.
Shirley Scott is with us, Tucson City Councilwoman. If you would like to join in the conversation, 790-2040, 790-2040. What about Tesla? Do you think we have a shot at getting the Tesla plant?
Well, again, this is a decision made by those who are in charge of that company, but we certainly hope that they will consider very strongly that this would be the best place in the state of Arizona to come and put in their investment. I'm hoping, I know that several state legislators have written letters, we as a council have written letters. I know that at the state level there have been other people writing letters of support to say we'd welcome you, we want you to come, we would certainly enjoy having you here because you would be a great asset to the state.
790-2040, 790-2040. We go now to the live line, and I believe we have Sheldon has a question for Shirley Scott. Go ahead, Sheldon.
Yes, since the city, at least currently, is going to permit medical marijuana dispensaries, if there are studies indicating a loss of cognition for those using medical marijuana in their teens and then getting into adulthood, they lose a percentile loss of cognition factor. I'll try to relate to these studies to the mayor and city council. Do you know, have you heard of possible negative effects of the use of medical marijuana? Councilwoman Scott, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you for your question. I have not heard of the report that you might be referring to, so I'd be happy, and I think the rest of the council might be happy to have you send us information about that. Medical marijuana is supposed to be given strictly to patients from good sources like doctors who say that this should alleviate the stress or pain that they are under because of an illness or disability. So basically, we have said medical marijuana can be sold under very strict circumstances. So I think that's where we are at this point, and we'll have to see whatever other information you may have. But if a doctor is prescribing it, it'd be very difficult for us to say that that was incorrect in some way. It's kind of an interesting conflict because the certain states, like the state of Arizona and Tucson for sure, is allowing medical marijuana dispensaries and growing, and yet it's still against federal law to have marijuana just for recreational use for sure.
About the zoning, is this a problem? Is it posing a danger to some? I know some are concerned in the neighborhoods putting dispensaries near them. How is the council handling that?
It has to do with zoning. Mm-hmm. You can't have a concentration of, say, 5, 6, 10, any number of dispensaries there. So that you have a certain area that has been carved out geographically. You can have one dispensary in that area, and there are, I think, 8 in the entire area. And you can't have a second or a third or a fourth one of those in those designated spots. So zoning is helping us with that.
We are still on track for the streetcar grand opening in July, is that correct?
I believe so. With any luck at all, we'll get all those cars here. It's my understanding that the 6th car arrived this month, and so that's a good thing, and all of them need to be tested, of course. It's called a burn-in, and there are requirements about how long and where and how many and how many kilometers you go and so forth. So once that's been accomplished, I think we're very close to being able to meet that deadline.
How about that proposed ordinance to limit the retail sale of puppies in Tucson?
I think that has a lot of questions about it. I don't know that we are targeting the right thing. I don't think that you will find in any legislation the description of what a puppy mill is. And if you're trying desperately to target a puppy mill, then you need to start with a description in legal terms of what that is so that you could target those folks who are abusing animals, and they are, some of them, having a litter a week, practically, or a litter after one after the other in perpetuity until the dog just wears out. That is what is supposed to be targeted. What this ordinance does is not address that. And I have a problem with just saying, oh, you should buy these other puppies and kittens and other animals from another source. If you're targeting the puppy mill, and you need to describe it perfectly. You need to understand legally what that is, and then go after those folks that are in violation of that described legal definition.
So at this point, that is still very much in flux, this proposed ordinance?
It's not on our agendas for any time soon that I know of.
And speaking of the agenda, when is the budget coming up again on the agenda? Do you know?
We will continue to discuss it this next week, which is on the 22nd, and we have ongoing discussions about what to do to adjust anything that my council colleagues would like to adjust that is at variance with what the city manager has proposed. So it remains to be seen. It's still being discussed, and no final decision has been made, but we must have a final decision for sure June 30th of this year. That's a requirement by law. Unlike some other government agencies, we have to balance the budget.
Okay. Shirley Scott, thank you for spending some of your lunch hour with us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and I wish everyone a very happy weekend.
Thank you very much. A happy Easter weekend to you as well. Shirley Scott with us on the Buckmaster Show. We will continue on this midweek edition, one of my favorite monthly segments. We talk about companion animal care. That is coming up right after the break.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amori on the web at veroamori.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now!
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready!
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support!
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business!
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
April is Earth Month at UA Biosphere 2, where every weekend in April experience programs that will inspire a better understanding of our world. Weekend themes include the Weather, Ocean, Energy, and Earth Day weekend, where special hands-on activities and live animals will be featured. Also new and just opened are the exciting Ocean and Rainforest Gallery exhibitions. Both of these fascinating immersion projects are open daily. More at b2science.org. Visit Biosphere 2 today.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanque Verde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Once a month here on the Buckmaster Show, we specialize in animal care issues. The segment is about specialty animal care, presented by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. It's an award-winning facility, open 24/7, and recognizes the best place to bring your sick or injured pet. Located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, and on the web at vscot.com, Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. Joining us on this month's animal care segment is Dr. Heather Connolly, critical care specialist at Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. Dr. Connolly, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well. And one of the cornerstones of the excellent veterinary services in the portfolio of the Veterinary Specialty Center is 24-hour per day monitoring of patients with potentially critical and rapidly changing conditions. And one of those common emergencies involves urinary issues with cats. How do we know if our cat has a urinary issue?
Generally, the owner will notice straining, oftentimes in the litter box, but sometimes they try to make it more obvious and they'll actually do it outside the litter box right in front of the owner. There may be some vomiting. They may be vocalizing excessively. They may be grooming themselves excessively. Those are the big things that we'll have owners complain about.
And why is the inability to urinate considered to be an emergency?
So if they can't urinate, the bladder, of course, gets bigger and bigger, and eventually it could rupture. But they also can develop acute kidney failure, which thankfully is treatable if we can identify the problem and get it corrected rapidly. The most common reason for death is when the bladder gets very large like that and the kidneys are not working properly, then they start getting life-threatening changes in their electrolytes. Specifically, if their potassium can become dangerously high and become toxic to the heart.
Is there anything that we can do as pet owners to see some of the warning signs?
There's nothing you can do at home, at least to treat it, but if you do see your pet straining, especially a cat, especially a male cat, I would definitely have them seen sooner than later. It may not be an obstructed urethra. Another couple of reasons that they may be straining are for constipation or diarrhea. But it usually takes a veterinary professional to figure out which of those things is going on so that we can address the problem right away.
Dr. Heather Connolly with us on the Buckmaster Show. Is it more common, Dr. Connolly, than to have these issues in the male cats rather than the females?
It is. That's a really good point. The urinary, the urethra of the male is narrower than the female, and so we rarely see obstruction of a female cat unless they have a stone in their bladder or something like that. But it's not uncommon at all in male cats.
What does cause the obstruction, and is it quite common? And again, is this an age related issue or what?
That's a good question. We'll see all ages of cats, but the most common is a young to middle-aged male cat. The causes can be variable. The most common is what we call idiopathic, meaning we don't know exactly what's causing it, but they'll get a plug of mucus or just debris that they're forming in their bladder that they're not clearing appropriately. Sometimes there are crystals, urinary crystals involved in that plug. Sometimes they can have stones in their urethra. Sometimes the plug can involve an infection, and rarely we'll see cancer be a cause.
You know, when we're going, and of course with my own princess, the Buckmaster Show cat, she's getting up in age, probably about 11 years old.
Okay.
Can we monitor how our cats are doing by the production of, when we go to clean out the litter box? Should there be a decent amount of urine in the box?
That you bring up a really good point, because obviously as our pets get older, we do get worried about them having underlying health issues. And so if you do notice a change, with this problem, we usually see small, frequent amounts of urine and straining. But if you're starting to see larger volumes of urine in the litter box, that can indicate a problem too. That's a kind of problem that we'll commonly see with kidney disease or diabetes, which are diseases we'll see in our older cats.
Dr. Heather Connolly is with us from the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. So to treat the obstruction, what is generally, when the cat is presented to you, what is usually the protocol?
So they're brought straight to the back in our ICU, and pretty rapidly we try to get an IV catheter in so we can start giving fluids, IV fluids, and then as quickly as possible we need to get them heavily sedated or anesthetized so that we can pass a urinary catheter into the urethra. And then that urinary catheter will usually stay in at least one, oftentimes a couple of days until their urine is looking better, and depending on their blood work abnormalities, we want to see those abnormalities becoming more normal before we consider pulling the urinary catheter.
Is that, do you usually get some pretty good results early on, or is that again a case you want to get the cat into the vet as quickly as possible?
Getting them in as quickly as possible will be better in terms of length of hospitalization, and we do lose a few of them. Sometimes there does become a point where it's too late. And so sooner is always better. But we get most of them through it, for sure.
I want to ask you a little bit about, we were talking about the amount of urine production that we notice in the litter box. How about our cats drinking excessive amounts suddenly of water? That is a warning sign, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. And oftentimes we'll see that with kind of the same two diseases I mentioned earlier, kidney disease and diabetes. And sometimes when these cats are really sick, what owners will actually notice is their cat goes to the water bowl and they just sit there. It's like they know they want it, they know they need it, they know they're dehydrated, but they just feel so crummy that they don't actually drink.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Quick question from one of the Buckmaster Show listeners on the live line. I believe Jim Kelly, a friend of the show, is with us, and I know Jim's cat through Facebook, the good-looking cat called Chowder. Go ahead, Jim. You're with Dr. Connolly.
Thank you, Bill. Dr. Connolly, my cat seems very healthy, very playful. He's a very loving cat. But one of the things that I always am concerned about is when I'm giving him his massages or his belly rubs, what are the kinds of things I should be looking for on his stomach? He's about an 8-year-old male cat.
Uh-huh.
And is there anything, lumps or anything I should be looking for when I'm massaging him?
Oh, just kind of in general? Sure. Yeah, they, you know, animals as they get older get lumpy. I would say it's more of a problem with dogs than cats, but definitely watch for abnormal lumps. And with this problem specifically, their bellies will get painful too. And so if you're petting your cat and he starts crying when you're petting his belly, then that could be a sign of a problem.
Good question, Jim, and we'll look for more pictures of the famous Chowder the cat on your Facebook page. I always enjoy those. Dr. Connolly, we're going to wrap it up with you. So if people have a problem, again, I want to emphasize it's wonderful to have the 24/7 care, correct?
Yes, sir. We're always here.
Dr. Connolly, always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you very much.
You too, Bill. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot. Located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road and on the web at VSCOT, Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views,
but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' cost. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient, it can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. You know, it's a great weekend getaway over there, only three and a half hours east of Tucson. There's been some good news, wonderful news for Silver City. Smithsonian Magazine, the current issue, has named Silver City number 18 in its top 20 small towns worth visiting in 2014. So our congratulations to all the merchants of historic Silver City. They have some really world-class downtown restaurants. To make that top 20 small town list, something we're very proud to have. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, is a sponsor of the Buckmaster Show. You can find out about the great places to stay and things to do at southwestnewmexico.org. Has the full listing of places to stay, like Georgetown Cabins. Here is Tom Collier, the Buckmaster Show consumer affairs contributor. Tom is one of two dozen people or so who we are very honored to have as our contributors to the show. I assume you got your taxes done.
You assume properly, yes, you
well,
did.
Well, a lot got of people now do this extension. It's becoming very popular.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people use software to get it done. I used software that, since my life has simplified enormously, I use software that you install on your computer to get it done. I'll name the name. It's TurboTax, which is an Intuit product. Mm-hmm. Been kind of interesting. There's a discussion also about a process that TurboTax has going in the country whereby they are recruiting people to write letters to their congresspeople. And they're doing it, unfortunately, without disclosing that they are behind it. But what the goal is to defeat any efforts to create returnless tax filing, which is now technically feasible. You do not really need to file a written or electronic tax return. Hmm. With the matching up that's capable, that the IRS is capable of doing between what your employer or what your contractor, the person you're contracting with, reports, unless you have a really, really, really Shelley Fishman-style complicated tax return.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Shelley. You know, then there's really no need to file a return. And so that is a threat to the business model of Intuit and TurboTax, not to mention, you know, the commercial tax preparation companies like H&R Block and Liberty and Jackson, whatever, I forget what the rest
of
them
are. So we are going more and more to a paperless system, though, aren't we?
Oh, sure, yeah. And it more and more reliance on the Internet. And password protection, identity theft, tax ID theft is becoming
huge.
One of the major, major crimes. Growth, it's a real growth industry in the criminal enterprises now.
Yeah, a lot of us heard about this bleeding heart virus that was infecting some of the big users.
Yeah, bleeding heart, I won't get into the technical. It's not really a virus. It's a flaw in a procedure that was used to encrypt and protect transmissions as they went back and forth across the Internet. But, yeah, change your passwords. Change them all. This is as good an opportunity. We talk about it frequently, but what you really need to do now is change your passwords on every place where you have a password that you use. It's an interesting discussion, too, because there's a recent study by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, about password security and what you can do, what the strategy that you should choose is when you're picking a password. In a nutshell, the strategy says that it is, I believe, an order of magnitude harder to crack using a supercomputer, and that's what they use to crack those passwords. Mm-hmm. If your password is four random words with a space in between.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that in a nutshell is what the study said. So I can take, just looking around here in the studio, bottle, glass, monitor, mic. Microphone.
With a space.
With a space in between. The difficulty there is a lot of times you'll have a website or a service provider over the web who will dictate mm-hmm. what your password has to be. Mm-hmm. Has to include a capital mm-hmm. letter, uppercase mm-hmm. letter, has to include a number, has to include a special character like a question mark or a crosshatch or an asterisk. Can't include spaces, can't include underscores, must be X number of characters. And so they're essentially, according to this study, doing their customers a disservice by requiring that the password be one which is not quite as secure.
Hmm.
I have, in those accounts that I have where I was allowed to, taken MIT's advice and created a series of just random words, four random words. Sometimes if they allow the length, you can use five random words. But that's the gist of this MIT study.
But I had not heard that, Tom Collier, about the space in between. Apparently that makes it harder to...
I tried to do that at one of my financial accounts, and I was told, nope, can't use space.
Huh. So have you found some places where you can use a space?
Oh, yeah. Google account, Google lets you use a space.
Uh-huh.
So, once again, it depends on your provider, so check it out. But the other advice is don't use the same password for the various sites.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you have a separate password. There are also commercial and free password key managers that you can install on your computer. The free one that I use is called KeePass, KeePass. There are two versions, one for Windows. Actually, three versions, one for Windows, one for Mac, and one for Linux. So it allows you to use a single master password. And if you have, I think the last time I counted, I have something like 75 password-protected sites that I go to on a regular basis.
It's a ton of them.
So I only have to memorize one, and then mm-hmm. there's a process that you go through so that it auto-types it in and along with your username. So that's one of the things that you can do to help protect yourself from the Heartbleed situation, too.
That Heartbleed situation, you say it was not a virus?
No, it's not a virus. It's a hole in what's known as the OpenSSL protocol. I won't go into that.
Well, bottom line, what did it mean? I mean,
bottom line, it means that it's possible, even if you haven't logged into a site before because of this hole, if it's been a while since you've logged into a brokerage account or a credit union or a savings account that you happen to have, it's possible for a nefarious person to log in and get all that information.
Mm-hmm. Tom Collier with us on the Buckmaster Show. Tom, our consumer affairs contributor. So getting back to the TurboTax situation, what is the benefit of this letter-writing campaign? They want to do what?
Well, it's
what?
To them. It's a threat to their business model.
But they want...
They want you to say, one of the things that they do in their AstroTurf campaign is they say it's a threat to poor people. Poor people won't get the same representation, that the IRS will do away with free tax advice if this thing gets passed. You know, it's a threat to business model. It's called the Shall We Protect the Buggy Whip? You see it in Arizona's situation, which says that you must buy an automobile through a dealership, and yet Tesla's model is selling directly to the consumer on the Internet. You can't buy directly from the manufacturer. There are all kinds of threats like this that are going on. As long as we're talking about entrepreneurship, how'd you like to sponsor a bunch of college theses?
How?
And term papers. Well, there's this new company that's starting up, and their business model is they're going to put printers in universities and colleges, in the student unions and in the dorm lobbies and things like that. And so instead of having to have your own printer when you do your term paper, when you do your papers that you need to turn in for class, you can use their printer. If you're willing to accept a little advertisement on each page of your thesis. So here you go. You could have, a thesis on the effects of, social media on ionization of whatever, and it could be brought to you by the Buckmaster Show.
Hey, there you go.
The professor would know, have him tune in. But anyway, this model is just starting up, but it's an entrepreneurial opportunity. And who knows, the way colleges and universities are scrambling for money now, it could happen.
How often do you change your password?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I change it on a quarterly basis, simply because I have so many of them.
But you go through the whole thing?
Yep. Generate a new password for every one of them.
All right, Tom Collier, thank you very much. Tom, we will see you again in May. We appreciate it. Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Thank you, Culligan. All of our in-studio guests are presented with a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Tom already, well, Tom's got his right in front of him already. I thought you'd already consumed yours. Yours will be consumed quickly after the show. Coming up tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show, our new feature, our monthly, we call it the Showdown, and this one should be very, very interesting. Talking about Mexican-American studies, David Morales will be seated to the left of me, and Sean McCluskey to the right of me. It should be a very lively show tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show. Coming up tomorrow morning from 6 to 8, it's the Wake Up Tucson show with Chris and Joe. And then we have a new talk show here, a new local show, The Daily Double with Christy Simone, and a new guest host every day on The Daily Double. That is from 8 to 9 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Rose and I hope you have a great afternoon and evening. Back with you tomorrow.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.